Hi, Eugene. Thanks for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director for Georgia. Tara wanted me to get on the line. Of course, Tara wanted me to get you the details of how the service works, answer any questions that you have. And because it is a younger company, she is requesting that I apply that new in business rate and make it even more affordable for you. Happy Monday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Good.
I'm glad to hear that. Eugene, I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, right? That PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't necessarily know who to call. And for you especially, I mean, it is a young company. That's the power of this listing. People will not need to already know the name of your business to find you in that exact moment that they're looking for someone who can do window tinting. Now, I know you're doing residential and commercial. Did you have a preference of one over the other, or do you kind of like the mix? Do you like them both?
Well, I like to do more residential and commercial jobs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're talking more like not auto tinting, but like home and business window tinting, right? I know you do auto tinting as well, but you're looking for those bigger jobs. Yeah, I mean, that's going to be, I mean, more profit for you in the time that it takes to get that job done. The best part about our service, though, is that you're not paying for a lead. You're not chasing that lead down. You're not in a bidding war with your competitors. You don't feel compelled to take everything that starts to look like work because you paid for leads that didn't turn into work. It's a flat rate on a month-to-month basis. The calls come to you, and people will see a website before they pick up the phone to call you. So we want you to see success even from the very beginning. It is a month-to-month service, but our job is to get you on the first page and keep your phone ringing. So we want you to have a website, an online presence that kind of showcases your work, before and after photos, talking about your services and things like that. Now, on a month-to-month basis, it's going to be a flat rate. You're keeping it, like, pretty local. How far would you go for the right job? I mean, are you doing, like, the greater Atlanta metro area, or?
Well, I'm looking at in between Marietta and Kennesaw. I'll go 40 miles around here.
Okay, so just willing to go for the right job. Alpharetta, Kennesaw, Marietta. Big cities and small, right? So this is going to be ideal for you. It is going to get your phone ringing, and it is a flat rate on a month-to-month basis, and you're looking at exactly $299.00. It would bill once a month for that exact amount. That's going to be the best package to cover your service area and target specific places where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. Now, the website's going to be included, meaning we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Now, with the calls coming to you, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, those commercial jobs or those residential home window tinting or even auto tinting, I mean, it is going to be that flat rate, you know, 15 jobs a month, 50 jobs a month, calls coming to you. Is that something you would want for SunShield?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Google it. It's kind of what we say, and it's what we do, and it is where we go when we need to find someone. It's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet, and, of course, I think you're really going to love it. Now, you do have photos of some of the work that you've done, right, like before and after photos? Okay, perfect, perfect. Because we will build out that website for you. Now, not only will the initial construction of the site be included, the hosting, maintenance, and even updating of the site will be included as well. So, like, especially for, like, a big commercial job, take photos and then send us those photos, and then we can add that to your website to get you getting those jobs coming a little more consistently. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
Well, how exactly So it works basically like, did you ever hear about angel leads?
Oh, I am familiar. In fact, Tara attached that. I was going to ask you. Tara was looking for what you have online, anything that is connected to this phone number. And she did attach the Angie leads, Home Advisor powered by Angie. It's a lead-based service, right? You pay for every lead, whether you get the job or not.
Yeah, and then, but I also request credit if I don't get the job.
Oh.
So it basically, I just pay for if I get a job or not.
Have you had much success getting credits back for the leads that don't turn into work?
Yeah.
How many times are you able to do that?
What do you say?
Oh, I was just wondering because I've heard from other business owners that at some point they stop giving you credits back. Have you had that experience as well? I mean, have you gotten many credits on leads that didn't turn into work?
Well, not yet. Cause like
yeah.
it's been just 3 months since I began.
Okay. So if you're seeing success with something like an Angie lead, you're gonna see even greater success with Google, because like I said, the calls come directly to you with that website and that online presence. I mean, it's going to be a very high conversion rate for the calls that you get. It can work quite well with a lead-based service. I'm not saying you have to stop using Angie's, especially if it's working out for you. But a lot of my clients prefer to get calls directly to them. So this would be another way for you to get more jobs, right?
Yeah, that's what disappointed me with Angie leads. Because, like, they just call a client and connect me with a client. Or they call Angelique, or they call Angelique and connect me with him.
Okay. So I guess, you know, being that this is a different type of service, you are able to take on more jobs. Sarah put in the notes here, you know, you can handle more work, even bigger jobs. You can get more help if you need it, right? Okay. Yeah. So we are looking for just one company to work with. I mean, strict Google guidelines. We cannot put our clients in competition with each other. So that does ensure you the highest return on investment and more phone calls, right? So you'll get a detailed reporting and tracking system. You'll see exactly how much work you're getting, where the work's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up, etc. So, I mean, being that this is a position that we're actively filling, before we get that set up for you, did you have any additional questions?
Well, as you say, it's going to be a monthly payment.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. So it's a flat rate on a month-to-month basis. I did apply the new business rate because you've been in business officially less than 3 years. So that's kind of a promotional rate for younger companies. It is not, though, an introductory rate. So it's not going to balloon up on you later on. In fact, it's a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it'll never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It's an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees you're not paying per click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. So like I said, it would bill on a month-to-month basis exactly $299.
All right.
Okay. And it's Sunshield Tinting, right? That's the name of the business and how you want the company branded?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, Eugene, when we get your phone ringing, is the number that we are speaking on the same one you want your customers to call? Is this the business number?
Yeah, that's the business number.
Okay. So the 470-338-9320. Is it also a good number for us to reach you regarding the account?
Yes.
Is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on this number?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect, yeah. Like I said, everything has the click-to-call feature. You'll get calls directly to you. On the website that we build, though, there will be a contact form. So people can fill that out, tell you where their business is located or where they live. When they fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email. So you always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. Now, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website. If it's more of a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would need to see it, but it would still be attached to the lead form. And, of course, we'll use it when we want to send you something that we want you to have for your records. What's a good email address either for you, Eugene, or for the business itself?
So I have the email of the company that is some.shield.ct mm-hmm. in both signs, email.com.
Hey, you said sun.shield and then...
TT.
TT?
Yeah.
Okay. So sun.shield.tt.
Yeah, there's a dot in between sun and shield.
Okay, sun.shield and then TT or there? Okay.
Symbol sign, uh-huh. gmail.com.
At Gmail, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then when we contact our clients, we will use phone, text, and email. Did you have a preference, though?
Phone is better.
Phone is better? Okay, I'll put phone preferred. Yeah. Oh, and then Eugene, that's E-U-G-E-N-E, the spelling of your name?
Well, my name is Eugenio, but everybody call me Eugene.
Okay. What is your last name?
Sosa.
S-O-S-A?
Yeah.
S-O, did you say there's a U or S-O-S-A? S-O-U?
S-O-U-S.
Okay, S-O-U-S-A. And then... Well, I wanted to ask you about the address that I saw. You were mentioning the Angie's before, but the address that they have for you, I think it's a residence, right? The 68 Christine Drive?
Yeah, because, like, that's my address.
It's your home. Okay.
I have to open the shop yet.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. Because, you know, Google doesn't expect... I mean, you're a service-based company. You go out to the customer. So Google doesn't expect you to have a showroom or a brick-and-mortar physical location. That's totally fine. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, I would do a couple of things. One, I'll be taking a look at what we call our client interview calendar. So we will have our technician give you a follow-up call. We'll want to know a little bit more about the business, like a mission statement or motto, if you've got a slogan or a tagline, you know, what's unique about the business, if you want to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you have a logo already, we will use it. If not, Eugene, we'll create one for you with your suggestions, and we'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. The other thing that I am required to do, because we are Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're reducing the cost of the service, that we are including the website for you, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. Okay? And then... before I get that started, how did you want to take care of that first payment? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, what's going to work best for you?
MasterCard.
And on that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
That's my name.
Your name? And you said the name on the card is not Eugene, that's kind of more of your nickname?
No, the name of my card is my name. Eugenio.
Eugenio. Is that E-U-G-I-N-O or I, I,
Yeah, exactly like that. That's the way that.
Io. Eugenio, right? Eugenio.
Yeah.
And then you said it was a MasterCard. So that should start with a 5. All MasterCards do. Eugene, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Give me 1 second. All right, 5-2-7-5.
Yes, sir.
1-9-0-0.
Okay.
3-3-6-2-6-7-9-3.
And then, Eugene, the expiration month and year?
05-2027.
And the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
637.
637. So I have 637, 637 on the back of the card. And then I've got May or 05 of 2027 for the expiration date. Was the card itself 5275-1900-3362-6793?
Yes.
Okay. And does that fill up the 68 Christine Drive? In Marietta, 30066?
Yeah.
Okay. So you will receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on it. At the end of the voice verification, it is part of that, so I'll give that to you as well. Give me just a quick second here to get the voice verification set up, and then we'll schedule the follow-up call with our technician. Okay. So the voice verification reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Eugene, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Some shoe thinking.
Perfect. And that is exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
What do you say?
Your name and then your title. You're the owner, right?
Yeah. My name is Eugene Souza, owner.
Okay. And then, Mr. Souza, as the owner of Sunshield Tinting, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yeah.
Of course. Of course, you make all the decisions for your business. And then for the billing information that you provided, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yeah.
Of course. And then, Eugene, it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. It is our job to make sure that the people who need your services are able to contact you, that they find you and they are able to call you. But it only works when you pick up the phone, right? So we do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, text messages, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Eugene, of course, you would agree to that, right?
What is your company?
We're Local Splash. The website is localsplash.com. You're going to get an email with everything that we're talking about here, as well as everything that we're going over specifically in the voice verification. So we might have our client interview technician give you a call, and then we'll have like our client support might call you just to make sure that everything's going well. So if we're calling you or if your customers are calling you, we just want to make sure that you answer the phone. That's fair, right?
Yeah.
Because we are going to want, you know, you to send us photos and things like that so we can build out your website. Everything works better if you are actively involved. So like I said, we do want you to be responsive to phone calls, okay? And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. We are already aware of the Angie leads, and like I said, there is no conflict there. The reason that I ask is all the additional content that we will be creating for your company. We would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. We're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We're just saying if you hire someone else who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that your information online is always accurate. That's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. We'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to build out that website for you. And because you are service-based, we'll make sure that no physical address appears online. Google doesn't want anyone driving out to your home and knocking on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. Okay. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, being that it is a young company, being that it's month-to-month and the website's included, Eugene, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including any setup fee, will be charged today, the 28th of August, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. And again, Eugene, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. And, of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include... Go ahead.
Yes, cool.
Okay. So this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That website is included at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 28th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $299. And again, that rate will never go up on you. Now, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract, which of course means that at any time, for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, you can, in fact, discontinue the service altogether. Now, Eugene, you can also pause the service. If you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation, you could, in fact, if necessary, pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Souza, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Eugene, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. That does actually conclude the voice verification. Like I said, you will receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Let me save on my phone.
Yeah, that's what I do. I just put it in my phone.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier.
Sorry.
Okay, so that toll-free number is 877 877-635. Mm-hmm. 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. And you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern time. Now, of course, you can email 24/7. And if you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, like I said, you'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions, everything we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message, and then when you receive either the text message or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. Eugene, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call, but we do schedule by the hour. The call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. So if you would like, the first available would actually be in the next hour at 1 o'clock. There's also a 2 o'clock. And then later on this afternoon, we could do 4, 5, or 6. So the call would get you a few minutes after the beginning of the hour, get you off the phone about a half an hour after that. Would you want something as early as possible or later on this afternoon?
Well, early as possible.
Early as possible. So we could do the 1 o'clock. It would be scheduled from 1 until 2. The call would get to you just a few minutes after 1. Like I said, get you off the phone about a half an hour after that. It's a one-hour window for a half-hour phone call. If I am in between phone calls myself, when our client interview technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, just to kind of introduce you to your client interview technician and answer any questions that you might have before handing it over to them. I don't get a lot of advance notice, and I don't know if it's going to be 10 minutes after the hour or 5 minutes after the hour. If I am on a call when they're ready to call you, they will call you on their own. They will have your file, and they'll do a very good job of taking care of you. Just in case I am not available, or, well, I guess even if I am, I did want to put a little bit of added security on your account, just a question and answer. So anyone who calls us and tells us that they are with Sunshield Tinting, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we are still going to ask you for the answer to the security question. More importantly, Eugene, anyone who calls you and tells you they're with Google or with Local Splash, first of all, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon, and they'll also need to know both the answer and the question. Your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
The city that I born.
The city. What is the answer?
Italy.
And then, did you happen to receive either the automated email that our system should have sent out or the text message?
Yeah, I received that email.
Okay. So it looks like our system sent a couple of emails. First of all, you got the welcome email that does have the client support information, the phone number, and things like that. You also received action needed, pictures needed for your Google verification. So Google wants to make sure that the businesses that are on the first page are actual businesses that will answer the phone and provide quality service. So they do want to make sure any photos that you have. Now, it doesn't have to be everything on here, but any tools or equipment, your work vehicle, is the business itself licensed or insured or both?
Wait, what do you say?
Is the business licensed or insured?
Is licensed but not insured.
Okay. So if you have a business card or anything like that, like I said, you do have a separate email. It's not the one that I wanted you to see, but I did see it already sent. So it says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. If you can send at least as many of those as possible, it will help us expedite things and make sure that everything is Google compliant. The one that we want you to see now is the Local Splash initial invoice. If you open that one up, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. And then the blue click here is hyperlinked. If you click on it, it goes to the written terms and conditions, talking about the services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with the Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Eugene, are you able to see that?
Wait, so is the third one? No.
Well, yeah, it's the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Oh, right, I found it.
Okay, and then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. And if you click on the click here, it talks about the services, Google Business Profile Optimization, of course, directory submissions, and it's not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's almost 70 different directories if you want all of them. The website's included. Like I said, we're going to build it, host it, maintain it, and update it for you. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll all the way down, there's a long line that goes all the way across it, and above it there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card, and then we do want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, that's where you would type in or copy and paste your name as it appears. So it is case sensitive if you type it in. If you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space before it or after. And since it is officially Eugenio, that's how we need you to type it in, although I do have it in the notes that you prefer Eugene.
May I have a time to read?
You can, yeah. And if you have any questions, our client interview technician can walk you through that, okay? But it does a couple of things. First of all, it does let us know that you know that it's month-to-month, that we are including the website for you, that it is the fixed flat rate, so all of that is in writing there. It does also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, and to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and for us to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. Now, once you are able to put your name in there and click confirm signature, it will immediately ask you to log into your tracking system, so it will ask you for a username and a password. You don't have to worry about that. In fact, your tracking system will not be activated until after we do your client interview. At that time is when you're going to get by text and email a username and a default password. So you're not supposed to create a username and password. Your username is your phone number, though, and that is fixed, so you can't change it. But it is just the numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, so the 470-338-9320, that's your username. I'm going to send that to you by way of calendar invite. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG, that stands for client interview to be conducted in English. And again, your client interview is scheduled for this upcoming hour at 1 o'clock, okay? If I am in between phone calls, I'll be part of that call in the beginning. If not, our client interview technician will call you on their own. They can walk you through any questions that you might have with what we've already sent out to you. And then, of course, they'll get a little bit more information from you so we can get everything started, including the website. All right?
All right.
All right.
So that's the logo, too?
I'm sorry?
That includes the logo, too?
Yeah. Everything's included. No extra fees for anything else. You know, there's no taxes or fees. There's no surcharges or anything like that. It is going to be a flat rate on that month-to-month basis, and like I said, the maintenance and updating of the website is included. You can access your website on your own if you like. You can add photos directly through your tracking system, or you can just continue to email them to us, and we'll update that information for you, and there's no additional cost for that.
All right.
All right. Well, Eugene, real pleasure speaking with you. I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. I'm pretty excited. I think you're going to love it. Get your phone ringing. Have that website out there. We're looking forward to earning your business 1 month at a time. And like I said, we'll reach back out to you probably within an hour or something really close to it. It is scheduled for the next hour at 1 o'clock.
All right.
Okay. All right, I appreciate you. You have a wonderful rest of the day. I do have it in the notes that you do prefer Eugene.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
All righty. Thank you, Eugene. Take care. Bye-bye.